Optometry, how can I help you?
Hi, is this Judy?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Judy. This is Joel with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. How are you? I thought I was expecting somebody else, Sam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, your file was sent over to us, the underwriting department, and I just wanted to do a little quality to control, just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat right now?
Yes. Go ahead.
You do? Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm going to confirm a couple pieces of info that you probably already told Sam. So I have you as the 100% owner of the business? Okay.
Yes.
And I have, it looks like you started the business in 2008?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And according to my notes here, you're looking for about 10 to 25,000to purchase inventory?
Yes.
Okay. And can you give me a little bit of insight on the inventory? Is it just like sunglasses, glasses, or is it other things too?
Yeah, basically frame purchase. Usually what happens is probably one of my most difficult part of the inventory and also content and stocking. Because in this evolving world, we have to provide product for people to be able to choose from. So it has changed so much. It's kind of challenging. Like, you have to provide the products here in the office where we will have updated inventory look that they will feel like, okay, you know, we want to go ahead start a purchase on a certain type of product we have here. And also with the contact and stocking also at the same time, oh, can I get my contact today? Do you have it right now?
So you have to have it in stock.
Yeah, so it sucks because then I used to be able to, okay, you know what, custom order, we give you like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depends on what it is, but now they want it, well, how soon can you get me? 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's too long. So it's challenging, so I'm encounter the problem over and over. Well, next door they have Ray-Ban, you don't have Ray-Ban, you don't have Oakley. So we've been trying to purchasing as much as we can, but I think that it will give us a little bit more diversity in terms of the product and also help with my sales. Does that make sense? Like, I
need to makes sense.
Invest it in a certain type of line.
Like a product line, like a lot of product line.
Yeah. So that not a lot. I don't want a lot. But to some extent, because I can't just limit myself with only this line or that line. Yeah. So we've been trying to cautiously purchasing what we like to have. But then again, it gets very difficult because I just have to, I was thinking, looking into the Maui gym line, it's like $8,000. Basically, you have to purchase the whole line, essentially every friend's yours, and then you sell it from there. Like, kind of like a membership fee. Like, you have those frames on rack where it's becoming a deposit, and then when they sell later, then that's when you start build upon what you bought. Yeah, that's why I learned more later on. But then again, it's very difficult because then if you don't go through that route, then pretty much then people are just going to walk away.
Go to the next store.
Right, and that's not really cool.
I actually helped another optometry about a month or two ago, same thing. Yeah, actually there's a lot of people from your industry, optometry, dentists, doctors, like doctors in general, they like to do these working capital loans, and I've actually, those are one of my popular customers, actually.
Really? But we do not, you can see, since 2008, we haven't even been borrowing at all. And this is something, well, when I borrow something, I'll buy equipment, I'll borrow it against, you know, against the equipment itself, like the equipment there. So we have three equipment loans right now. One is, they're about paying off in 2 years, 3 years, and then just one comes up, it's a $30,000 loan. It's because I have something here at the office where I could see, like a tool, right? And then, so equipment loan, I think, is unavoidable. So inventory is something that's is daunting.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary.
Yeah, and for inventory...
go ahead.
For inventory, is your ROI about, or return on investment about like 60% or so? Because that's what the other optometries are telling me sometimes.
Yes,
60, 35,
so
something like that.
Yeah, basically that's what we want to look into it, and I was talking to Sam about it. It's because That will actually allow me to see, because you know this is a working capital loan, so we could actually have it be like an auto debit payment plan or somehow. Then we can see how it goes, like does it run well or not? Because then sometimes when I put in my own money, then it's hard to keep track. I get tired of it. It's like, oh my god, how much money did I put in?
Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. So, and also, do you work with a lot of insurance companies too?
Yes, we buy. I don't know how many insurance we have. We have lots and lots of insurance.
Okay. And then for those insurance companies, do they take a long time to pay you sometimes?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
You caught a bug, huh? I was saying for the insurance companies, have you ever experienced like slow pay from them? Like net 90, things like that.
What happened is a lot of insurance companies that we're working with right now, it's all online billing. There's two major insurances, they just auto deposit to my account. So for the billing goes, it's really not too far behind. Mm-hmm. Now it's a matter of, like I was telling Sam, to grow from this point. To be able to attract more customers and then getting more sales. So it wasn't so much of delaying paying. Because we don't do a lot of medical billing. We do a lot of major vision insurances. So vision insurance, what it does, like I said, they just
do the auto.
And then we also have my practice is very special. Cash pay is still considered quite a bit of percentages. So we don't primarily dealing with insurance only. Of course, insurance is always helpful. But I would say about 30-40% are cash pay patient, where they just pay me.
And
we order the product, and then they go. And that's why we're trying to price in a really competitive rate, where people really, even though Obamacare really have a lot of people, but as far as vision and eye care this part, we still have a lot of cash group. They just come in looking for a certain thing, and then they just pay cash.
Okay. That makes it easy for you.
Like I said, if I have the product available here, I'll be able to attract them to look into it and then buy it, and then they pay the cash and then give them some discount, and then we'll be able to move the inventory out. I don't mind
faster.
Certain type of instant to get it turned over. And then, like I said, my ideal is so that we could always reinvent some new, like whatever we pay in back to the stock, and then show them certain type of new style. That's my goal, because
that's our biggest thing.
Not very big, but I don't want to spend a lot of an empty tour, but...
I see. Okay. And it looks like last year you did about $250,000 in gross sales. Do you remember what you did in 2014 by any chance?
2014. Let me go back. I do have. And then we just have, in here it's very interesting. I have a very strong Chinese based or Asian based patient group, and then we just have a patient walked in. So let me see if I could help you right now really quick, and I gotta go.
Okay.
15. Okay. All right. 2015. I think it's about 150 something, right?
Yeah, 250 is what you said for 2015.
100. If you look at the tax return, 215 is about 160. Do you have the tax return in front of you?
Let me pull it up. Let's see here.
And 2016, what we're projecting right now is probably 230, actually.
Oh, okay. Let me make some adjustments on the file then.
214, what I see here is 157. 2013 is 100.
Oh yeah, I see it's 165. I see 168 for last year.
Yeah, and then right now 14 is probably about 157. 13 is 135. 12 is 104. 11 is 78.
That's it. I just needed like 2 years. That's fine.
Yeah,
and so this year you're looking good. This year you're growing. That's good.
It's about 200. 30, yes. Like I said, it's moving at such a fast pace is insane. It's crazy. So I'm trying to adapt and trying to see what can we do to do it better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. And so I know you're in a rush, so I'll just go through the main points that I wanted to touch on, and then you can go and help your patient. So I was looking at your credit report. There's one thing that's glaring to me that I wanted to address. So on your credit report, I see your credit score currently is at, 669. Okay. The biggest thing that's pulling you back is your revolving balance.
Yes. That's the why, like I said, in the past, I was just trying to, I told Sam, because it's, I'm using personal and
personal business
kind of mixed it. So it kind of really annoying me because then I don't know how much I put in and as far as the home use. You know, it's kind of mixing around, so I don't like that. So I want to get out of that. So
that's good. That's good.
Because then I have a monitor, what do you call it, a credit monitor service that I use also, and I have seen it's not really doing good right now. And at the same time, also because my husband was laid off for about six, 8 months ago, earlier this year.
I
we
see.
Have certain type of trouble at that point.
I see, I see.
So
okay.
So that's a personal business I want to separate.
Especially since as you, especially as you grow, it sounds like your business is growing. You definitely want to separate business and personal just because, you know, so just say, for example, something happens, you don't want it to affect your personal, you know, your personal life, basically. So this will be good because this will be a business loan. So, and it also won't be collateralized. So it won't, you won't have to put up your house, your business for collateral. It's just cash. You can use it for whatever. Now, did Sam go over kind of like what the terms look like for working capital?
Right.
Okay, so how it looks, how it works for working capital, we go up to 3 years for our working capital loans, but for first-time borrower, it's going to be 2 years going to be the max. For your specific case, I'm guessing it's going to be, I haven't run the numbers yet, but I'm guessing it's going to be around the one-year mark. Is that still something that you're okay with? And if you can pay it back early too, you know, once you sell the inventory off, you can pay it back early, get a discount.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Like I said, anything could help because what happened is right now, like it, there's a lot of things happen at the house and then a lot of things happen in the business. So I want to separate them so that way we won't have to looking at both issues at the same time and then clarify certain things.
Exactly.
And just tell you a quick overview. Like we just got we just pay out our house mortgage.
Awesome, but
then again, like why would we pay our house mortgage and then having all this revolving credit card debt, right?
Yeah.
So it's the way how, like I said, I need to present it to both household and also the business, like how the finance was being presented. That way we have a more clear view of what's going to be happening going forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
So
it makes sense, yeah.
I could borrow against the equity again, but then my husband's like, no, we're going to pay off the student.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't. Yeah, you already paid it off. You don't want to put more debt on the on something that you worked so hard to pay off, right?
Exactly. But then again, like I said, before we pay off the mortgage, then I go, well, then what about those credit card debt? But then we end up trying to say, okay, that's for business. This is for house.
Yeah.
So, and then that end up mixing up with my personal credit score. You see how it kind of looks like it's not really looking good.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so it's a little bit mixed up. So I want it to be more separate on going forward. That way it will be a better outlook for me.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Alrighty then. Well, it sounds like I have everything I need to move the file along. We should have preliminary numbers for you to look at probably tomorrow. And if you have any questions in between now and then, feel free to reach out to Sam. And it might be me that's going to call you tomorrow. It might be another underwriter to give you a call to go over all the numbers and everything, okay?
Okay. I'll be in and out, so if you can, just trying to call and track me down. Don't matter.
Sure, it will do. Yeah.
There's
we'll call
no,
your I'll call your whole work first and then if not, we'll call your cell phone.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Judy.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.